sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You know, this pandemic thing has made me come to grips with a lot of things that I never thought I'd have to admit to. And now, in however many days it's been with this sheltering in place, if I don't share it, I won't be able to sleep at night. There's a lot of people I could blame, including the person that invented the television remote control. And as I tell you, it all started as something that was really just prior to the pandemic. There I was enjoying an episode of something, coming home from the office one night, and Mrs. Jones and I would watch one, just one, and we would call it good. Now, I'm a full-blown Gunsmoke-aholic. And because I am one of those that can't work without some noise in the background, people, you know, I've got my radio and my television in my office, radio in the morning, and TV in the afternoon. Did you know you can watch Gunsmoke from noon right up until 5 p.m., take a break, and then come back and watch it from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.? James Arness, or Marshal Matt Dillon, is the star of 635 episodes over 20 years, from 1955 to 1975. Gunsmoke, why would it even come up on anybody's radar? Two words, Matt Marshal Dillon. He comes to town with a background as a gunfighter that gets religion, and rolls into Dodge City, Kansas to clean up the town after having been held hostage by drunks, thieves, and gunmen. We never actually see all the work and the heavy lifting that went into the whole cleanup process, but what we do see is the town is on cruise control. That is, with the caveat that once a week something goes wrong. A drunk shoots somebody, a sharecropper has issues with his neighbors, bounty hunters roll into town, gunmen try to gun down Marshal Dillon, and the list goes on. But what is it that really makes me like this guy, Matt Dillon? And it's easy to explain. He's the defender of women, children, tons of lost causes, a great philosopher, and a friend to all those in need. He does it in superb style. And when someone needs to be hauled off to jail, by golly, that's just what he'll do, and that and after a fair trial. What goes deeper is the honesty and integrity of this first responder in Dodge, as well as Doc Adams. One of the little things that you'll note is where Marshal Dillon wears his United States Marshal badge, right over his heart. There's no telling how many times he's been shot and Doc had to pull a bullet out of him, some less threatening than others, and some that would make you think you'd never see another episode. I know one thing for sure, if anybody could get us through this time of uncertainty with the truth, I'm pretty sure it would be Doc Adams to tell Marshal Dillon. So this didn't do it for you today. Well, I'm sorry. Just get out of Dodge. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.